Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Everything's the Can the world hear me? What up, guys? You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford, Somerville. This is our first show. Pierce, what's our show's name?
Subjectively Objective is the name of our show.
Is the name of our show. Now, in the use, we'd probably talk about politics, a little bit of movies, a little bit of pop culture. We didn't get a lot of sleep last night, a lot of homework, you know. So we're going to play you some jams tonight, but...
Which will still be very enjoyable, but...
That's a promise. So, what's up first, Pierce?
So, I think this could get pretty interesting. We've got some pretty eclectic taste in music. We might differ on some things, But I think we'll have to start off with one song that we know is one of our favorites, both of us. And that's going to be A Certain Romance by Arctic Monkeys.
Love it. Let's hit it.
All right. We'll be right back.
get angry in the same way.
I have a question for you.
What's that, Steven?
You told me one time when we were chilling that that was your favorite Arctic Monkeys song.
That's correct.
Why?
In fact, it's their best song.
That's a... Wow. You've looked through the vault of over 100 Arctic Monkeys songs.
Probably.
And you can confidently say that A Certain Romance is both your favorite and their best.
I can.
Why?
Well... To be honest, it's just the best way to close an album because it completely embodies everything the Arctic Monkeys are about. And it just has to, it could be as simple as just the intro being very loud and then chilling out and then exploding at the end. It really just, that 5-6 minute song just represents everything that they're trying to portray at the end of their album. Like, we don't care what you guys are going to say. We don't care about labels. We're just going to do our own thing. We don't even fit in our own town.
Right.
It's just...
It's really not about a... It's a certain romance. The romance between them and where they grew up. And I guess how that, like, molded them into the rock aficionados they are now.
Exactly.
Or they were once, we can talk
like a little
about.
A little bit rebellious, like, kind of. But, yeah.
Well, it's like the bad things that happened to them along the way that made them... the interesting people that they are.
And it's just, I think, extremely interesting that it just, that's the best way to end an album because you may be like left thinking what's going to happen. Or, I mean, at least by the end of the album, they ended up letting you know that they're just not going to change for anybody.
Yeah.
It was just a great message at the end because you, after that album, everyone was wondering what they were going to do next.
Right.
So.
When I went to an Arctic Monkeys concert, they didn't play this.
I know.
Which I was, yeah. Oh, you probably went to the same tour,
No, I didn't. I went to the European one because I was in Ireland.
Okay,
but
word.
But he played an acoustic version, and obviously my favorite parts are when they explode at the end because it's just
so
the energy
really
and the feeling of it.
Yeah, sure.
Because you get that feeling just from the music, not even the lyrics. But he's a completely different person now.
I know.
For better or worse, whoever your opinion is.
I mean, listen. Say what you will about the Monkees, they've definitely evolved or devolved. Oops. You know, they're
opinion,
it's an opinion, but I feel
and
like
I happen to agree, but I know a lot of people wouldn't because, you know, you don't just have to do it's what they wanted to do, I guess. They branched out.
I guess. Is it what they alright, I'm not gonna get into it. Why don't we play the next song?
Alright, yeah. Next one up is gonna be a pretty low key song, I guess.
Word.
It's been played a little bit on the radio, but this is Silhouettes by a band called Colony House from Tennessee.
Love it.
They're pretty dope.
Let's bump this.
Why don't you fill up? There's no sense in holding on to something broken. So come on.
All right. That was Silhouettes by Colony House. Pretty unpopular, but rising band from Tennessee.
Yeah. But can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, dude, don't worry. You're on.
I'm on. All right, I'm on.
This
Sorry, guys.
This is our first show.
So if we sound like total rookies, which I obviously did, I'm going to apologize now. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Don't worry. No one's mad at you.
Word.
Well, anyway, this band has been a very interesting style to this band. They sound, as you might have been able to tell, very alternative rock. But interesting enough, they have a lot of Christian rock influence in them because of their dad being a Christian artist. I happened to see them live, and they had a really good performance. You wouldn't really have been able to tell at all because they just seemed kind of like a really down-to-earth hipster band. I was feeling their music. And then if you listen to some songs on their album, there's some references to Jesus here and there. So that's pretty interesting. You can really get some different vibes with how deep you delve into the people's music, because I would have never known if I didn't go into the middle of their album. But
Pierce just told me this now, and I would have never like consciously thought that like their lyrics could stand for anything. Maybe I'll listen to them now with that lens, or maybe not. I don't know. But I just wanted to reiterate for our audience out there who's listening to us today, whoever you might be. Normally, and this is our first show, but normally we're going to be discussing, we'll talk about music a little bit, for sure. And we'll talk about movies and pop culture as well. But I think the beauty of our show is that it's going to be a politics show, where we're going to talk about politics and look through the vault of what happened in the week and sift through all these articles and give our puerile, not professional, but funny and lighthearted opinions on the world that spins. So if you really like our music stuff, we're going to continue that full show. But I also want to let you guys know preemptively that the show is going to get kind of heated. And it's going to be good. And there's going to be some agency. And we're going to look through articles of both sides of the spectrum and keep an open mind, and we'll invite people on, and I think that it's gonna be a success. What do you say, Pierce?
I would have to agree with that. I'm gonna incorporate a lot of cool things into this show.
Love it. We've been doing a lot of talking, so let's do some music.
Let's play a weird song.
Well, a weird song. We're not gonna reveal what it is. We're just gonna do a weird song. Sure. We'll talk about it after. Let's awesome. Go. Hit it.
Make a cafe all time.
Yo, Medford. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you can.
Word. All right, so you guys are probably used to the routine. We got to do some PSAs. I actually like doing PSAs. When I was doing my training, at first I was like, oh my God, they're going to make us advertise these things. But I feel like you can really own your PSA and kind of put on a little show. Unfortunately, I'm a little tired. I don't know how jovial I'll be or if I'll be able to do mine in an accent like I did last time. But I'll actually make you guys a promise. Starting today or after today's show, I'm going to put on an accent every time I do. Wow, that's bold. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put on an accent every time I have a PSA.
What type of accent? Are you gonna change it every time?
I'll change it every time, or I'll do the same, or I'll copy someone. So here we go. Don't drink and drive. This is actually real talk. I'm not gonna accent this one because this is kind of legit. So on February 9th, 2014. A drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed, and killed six people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, and I can't express this enough, if you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. That's how people die. So this was a public service message from WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. Pierce, you want to hit us with a PSA? You want to do one? Do we have to do... Oh, no. Okay. That's cool. Sorry. Sweet.
It's all good.
Let's get back to the interesting stuff.
Ooh.
What do you have for us? Burn.
Well,
or do you want to debrief that last one?
Let's debrief the track that we did not reveal.
Okay.
So what track was that?
Obstacle 1.
That's correct. Obstacle 1 by... The very interesting Interpol. That was their big hit from 12 years ago now. No.
What?
More.
12? Wait, have they... I mean, they've released stuff...
It's been like 14 years since that song. That was their first album.
What was the last thing they released? The
last thing they released was 2014. El Pintor.
Was it good?
It was a good album. It was pretty good. Very similar to this. But, yeah, this was actually... Come to think of it, this song seems so, like... ahead of its time, because it was, I discovered the song like last year and it just sounded so interesting. It was almost like Joy Division-y. They're like the Joy Division of this modern age. Sure. You could hear it in his voice also, but like it's just like this interesting, as I've been describing it, very interesting dichotomy between his lyrics and like the style of their music. So like the music is very syncopated, very on beat, like dot 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 dot,
right.
And it's just very in order, and then you just notice he gets torn by his lyrics, like he can't control himself, and it's like this controlled substance in the musical aspect of it, and then this just uncontrollable substance in the lyrics, and it's just this crazy mix, like meshing together with like sanity and insanity, and the lyrics are just really dark and gloomy in most of the songs, especially this first album. It was just a weird, really interesting way to like hit off and come into this musical world. But
Well, it's good. It's like the Iliad. It's like order and chaos.
Yeah,
that's what's going on there. Both in the lyrics and in the instrumental.
Definitely,
that's awesome.
All right,
we gotta change the tone though, for sure.
Sure.
So we're gonna hit you guys with some magic, some Joey bad. He's bad. Let's do it.
All right.
Fine.
Sitting back plotting, jotting information on my nation. Really started from the bottom, boy, cotton. But they still planting plantations, we keep buying it. Close-minded man, products higher than the prices on your products. And Balenciagas, balance my saga with the Henny Agua. Me and my trying to eat you empanada. The flow like plenty lava, with just a penny I can multiply my wolf and make it work for me for 20 hours. I swear these
Love the copy, thanks for listening. Nigga, they been the same since Biggie smacked me at my christening. Watch what you dishing in. Please play it safe, cause your position on the top is switching right in front of your face. Rocking wide in space with rhymes, I'm busting out. Keep ducking down, got some missiles now, headed for your house. So put the pistols down, got that red dot on your nose. Who put the counter like drawers like a blue nose? Foes, keep your mouth closed or you can see the soap, nah. I got connections, you're guaranteed to see closed doors. You hear that underground soap, nah. The way I flows, to switch them, the pros been on a mission. Listen, into the chamber, get hyperbolic. They raising max, I raise stakes to keep them brolic. My visions is macro cosmic, past the chronic. The math and sonics is light years above your conscious, your novice. But I got notes that strike nerves. I promise your minds ain't sharp like my swerves. So cut the BS and don't worry with my Jesus. And BS, if to genius, learn from my. I got dreams selling arenas and breaking brackets. Tennis racket while I'm cracking a Serena. Goddamn, God bless the heavens that sent you. But now I'm freezing out, baby, cause my wrench do. It's really real out here, I said. It's really real out here. It ain't easy, yeah, easy. Just trying to get a deal out here. Word. Money ain't a thing if I got it. I'm screaming green, with the rats of plain. Joey bad and big print, came to collect the grain. I got a dollar and a dream, know what I mean? And I gotta get my mama off the scene. I'm screaming green, with the rats of plain. Joey bad and big print, came to collect the grain. I got a dollar and a dream, know what I mean? And I gotta get my mama off the scene.
Joey badass, badass.
Cash ruin everything around me. Cash ruin everything around me. Me. Cash ruin everything around me. Won't sign to no major, no wager. Money ain't a thing. They say money is the root of all evil. I see money is the root of all people. Cause we all follow paper trails. And everybody gotta pay their bills, pay their bills. It ain't easy, pay easy. They say money is the root of all evil. I see money is the root of all people. Cause we all follow paper trails. And everybody gotta pay their bills, pay their bills. Hey, it's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bills. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all. It's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bills. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all. It's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bill. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all. It's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bill. It's the dollar bill that kills. Before the money, it was love. But before the money, it was tough. Then came the money through a plug. It's a shame this ain't enough, ain't enough.
Wow.
He said a lot. There are a lot of things that were said. Did, does not hold back. Just wow. All right, so what my homie and I are going to do right now is we're going to play you our... I can't confidently say this, but we're going to play you our seemingly favorite songs from our seemingly favorite bands. Right now, because we feel that comfortable with you guys.
Could I ask you something?
Yeah.
If I had to ask you if this is your favorite band without thinking, would this be the band?
This is my favorite band. But the thing is, this is my favorite band because the few songs that they have are so like nuanced for me, which is selfish.
What is this band, Steven?
This band is MGMT. Shout out to MGMT. Shout out to Wesleyan University. Shout out to my cousin who introduced me to... Yeah, I know, but it's all good. It's all good. Shout out to my cousin who introduced me to them. She went to school with them at Wes, with Van Wintergarden. And this is my favorite band. And I don't know if this is my favorite song, and this is going to change the mood. It's a bit sad, but MGMT does it for me. So here's a good one. We'll talk about it after. Here's a good one.
Just 10.
never heard. But I've got someone to make reports and tell me how my money's spent, to cook my stains and draw my blinds, so I can't tell what's really there. And all I need's a great
was sorry, I didn't put my headphones in.
You're doing a great job, Stephen.
I'm killing it on my first show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this, possibly one of your favorite songs by your favorite band.
Yeah, definite favorite band, possibly one of my favorite songs. I just feel like it'd be unfair maybe to say like, oh, this is my favorite song. All right, so I'll first speak on behalf of their music style. So I'd have to preface it with this. One of the reasons why Alt-J does it for me but doesn't fully do it for me is that Alt-J has this like mantra of like, oh, you know, it's sounds on sounds, it's adding and subtracting layers, and that's what makes them really cool. They're very dynamic. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes it's hard to get into the lyrics with Alt-J, right?
Yeah, literally.
Literally hard to decipher, but also physically when you have a paper in front of you, in which case I've listened to it, but while looking up the lyrics, weird moments when they like are in it and they're not in it, and I know that sounds basic, but it's hard to take you into the song or to take it seriously.
So you think the lyrics add that one necessary touch sometimes?
I think in general, of course they do, and it depends what you're going for. That's the thing for Definitely. This genre of music, they have to.
Yeah. So what does that have to do with MGMT?
So this is what I was leading to. MGMT is sounds on sounds on sounds, and that's great. They're sick DJs. They just layer music. Congratulations, they're one of their less electronic songs. It's almost all acoustic and a little keyboard going on there. And it's beautiful. It's got this somber tone, but it's full at the same time. So it's hard for a song to be so sad yet so full. Mm-hmm. And even though it's acoustic, it's loud. Like, not like you turn the volume up loud. Like, it's a loud, like, in-your-face song. But I think the best part about MGMT, and I think this is what separates them from everyone else for me, is that they have that complicated dynamic layering going on with, I kid you not, the most clear yet so complicatedly subtextual lyrics ever. And their videos prove that. Their videos are insane, and I don't think they're about anything and yet about everything. My thing with MGMT, the reason why they pass the threshold for me is that their lyrics are so good. And to play good music and also have lyrics that take you into the world that they're thinking of is unheard of, because they're so vulnerable. They just give you access to their world. And like, for me, I mean, there's one song, Time to Pretend. Mm-hmm. We'll play it another time. But that's a good example of having the sickest instrumental and also just like having lyrics that are relatable. And that doesn't need to be the metric for what's good and bad, but also deep. And there are certain lines in there that, I mean, on impact, I cry. This one makes me cry all the time. Wow. Congratulations. I know, I'm a softy. But, yeah, so that was, I hope I sold that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
All these ambiguities in our favorite bands, really.
I know.
But I guess that's what makes them great. It's right. Like a unique experience with bands. And
word.
I guess I'll get into mine after I play a quick song, and then I'll wrap it up and talk about them really quick, about their importance to me and their importance to music as a whole, and then I guess we'll finish up.
But.
So. That was very interesting. I'm going to play a song from, it's not my favorite song by them, but it's very interesting. Again, it's kind of like A Certain Romance, kind of embodies a lot of what they are trying to come or portray. But my favorite band is Group Love. And I'll play one song and I'll tell you why, but they're one of my favorites. With You by Group Love.
Oh, so good.
It's a great song.
So that's, Piers,
that's the opening to their second album.
My turn to interrogate. Sure. Group Love, I know they're your favorite band. I know this is your favorite song. They're actually, thanks to you, one of my, like, they're definitely up there. So good.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Start talking. What does it do for you?
All right, Group Love for me. It's a very cool feeling, I guess, when, like, the intentions or, like, the messages that a band's trying to give out just, like, truly resonate with you, and I definitely just get that with Group Love. The thing about Group Love is if you listen to some of their more popular songs or kind of with only just like one kind of shallow layer, not shallow, but like not very deep, you can definitely think they're a very happy California go lucky band.
Yeah.
And like really jovial. And I think what this song is kind of like that, like the first 2 minutes are like pretty interesting, really cool vibes. And then it's like kind of happy, like very like, just like, like skipping along.
Then
the chorus kicks in, the drums explode, he gives a little screech here and there, and you're like, oh wow, what's going on? And Group Love is very inspired by Pixies and Nirvana, like revolutionary alternative rock and unique expression of feelings kind of just like through kind of unconventional sounds and like lyrics and the music. And Group Love is like a really cool mix. I think of them as the modern day Pixies. Like, very interesting. They incorporate these like almost grunge feels sometimes mixed with like cool production by the drummer, and they have a really cool band dynamic because everyone contributes in an equal way. Sometimes it's like Alex Turner for the Arctic Monkeys doing mostly everything,
right.
And then there's a drummer who plays the drums, and that's it. The drummer's the producer. There's four singers technically, two of them being the main singers, and they all just contribute in a pretty equal way, and like, it just really does it for me, I guess. I like every song that they've made.
Yeah.
And I understand their message. Like, Tongue Tied's their most popular song. It was on an Apple commercial. Very kind of sounds electronic almost.
Right.
And that's just, it's, I wouldn't say that's like misleading, but there are some songs kind of like this song that are just like explosive.
Yeah.
So they just offer a lot. They put a lot on the table as a band, I guess.
That's a perfect explanation, actually, of Group Love. Thanks to you. I mean, I knew about them before, and I'd been listening to them, but I took everything with a grain of salt, and then I didn't kind of, like, investigate that depth to them, and now that I have, I'm very happy that I did. So
yeah, I'm happy
you
did also. Also, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I listened to them, thought they were way too weird. I didn't like them at first.
Wow. And then
it just kind of starts making sense.
Right, exactly. Alright, unfortunately, we're coming to the tail end of our show. I'm sorry we were late. And, you know, I want to shout out, big thanks to WMFO 91.5, Medford Somerville. You guys should frequently tune in. But I want to reiterate again that we're going to come through here with some politics, too. And it's going to be fun. And it's going to be a slap in the face for this early hour. But it's going to wake you guys up on your commutes to whatever beautiful things you have to go to. And so, thank you for tuning in to Subjectively Objective.
Thanks, guys.